From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The House of Representatives takes on the massive 2007 Farm Bill today. There's a lot of money at stake for a lot of people, everyone from farmers to those on food stamps. Here to tell us about the legislation is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, this is a massive, massive bill, but can you remind us of some of the highlights?
Sure. Every 5 years, the Farm Bill is the occasion for reformers to try to wean farmers from government subsidies. The Farm Bill establishes government guarantees for minimum prices for crops to try to shield growers from some of the many risks that they take. There are always stories, though, about wealthy farmers getting even richer thanks to taxpayers. So the divisions in the Farm Bill aren't usually between Democrats and Republicans. It pits farm state against urban lawmakers. And the city slickers are always trying to reduce support payments. This year, those reformers had been anticipating help from the new Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She represents a very urban district in San Francisco, but she surprised a lot of people and sided more with the farm interests in this bill. Now, she insists that this bill does cut subsidies and would eliminate government benefits for farmers with an adjusted income of $1 million or more. But critics say it's easy for a wealthy farmer to find deductible expenses to bring their adjusted income under $1 million, so there aren't really any subsidy cuts here.
It's been reported that the White House has threatened a veto. What are the administration's concerns here?
Yeah, well, to pay for a hefty increase in food stamp benefits, Democrats have added a tax that applies to foreign companies with U.S. subsidiaries. The Democrats say they're merely closing loopholes that allow these companies to send their profits overseas and evade U.S. taxes. But businesses, joined by most of the Republicans and the White House, say that this is nothing more than a big tax increase. Corporate lobbyists say the tax would violate trade treaties, chase foreign investment away from the U.S. Republicans say it scuttled all the bipartisan cooperation that should have made this bill easy to pass. And the momentum for it has slowed, although Democrats insist that they still have the votes to pass it.
And what about those farm support payments? What might happen to them?
Well, the House is going to take up an amendment that would cut direct payments to farmers by 40%. Direct payments were begun about 10 years ago. They were supposed to be a one-time deal to wean farmers from crop subsidies and price supports, but they were extended in the 2002 Farm Bill, and they're back this year. A group of moderate Democrats and Republicans want to cut them back substantially, save $10 billion over 10 years. They're proposing to spend at least some of that on land conservation and wetland preservation. That's popular, so this vote will be interesting.
Thank you so much, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.